True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, here we go. It's Hour 2, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, a football Friday unlike any other. We do have Rangers baseball coming up at 5:30. We have Stephen Jones coming up in just a few minutes here on your home of the Cowboys. An eventful day, an eventful week as they get set to host the New York Giants, our pregame Sunday at 9 a.m. with Broadus and Chiafalo. The kickoff at noon.
Yeah, we'll be outside.
Very nice.
Miller Lite Plaza area.
Weather going to be mild enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Late morning?
Yeah, I think we'll be all right. 9 a.m. Yeah, we should be good.
That will be outstanding. Lucius Alexander is in Las Vegas covering the Crawford and Canelo fight for us. It'll be on Netflix tomorrow night. So he'll have a special Friday edition of LA Live, live from Vegas here coming up in at 4:20, about an hour and 15 minutes or so. All right, is Stephen Jones joining us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing really good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're outstanding. You know, how you feeling about your roster after week one? Looked like you were pretty close to the champs.
Well, we like our roster, and I think it's, I actually love everything about our team. Let's start with Coach Schottenheimer. I think he's just been outstanding. And of course, anytime you go into your first game with a new coach who's calling plays and a new defensive coordinator, a new special teams coordinator, a lot of new players, there's a lot of unknown. So, you're never satisfied with losing a football game, but you did see the makings of what this team can be between, their physicality, their play style, their energy. I think if we continue to build on that, then we got a chance to be a really good football team, and it's going to start Sunday against the Giants.
You know, so much of it comes down to, can you stop the run and can you run? Connor Riley talked about that in part of our draft coverage, months ago now, but I thought you guys took big steps in the right direction with both those things.
Absolutely. I mean, I love our group between Clayton and Connor. What they're doing with that offensive group. It's a young group, I think, with a lot of upside in terms of where they can go as a unit, playing together, executing. I think it's all in front of them. And obviously between Tyler Guyton, between Tyler Booker and BB, you're talking about guys with less than 2 years of experience, and Booker obviously a rookie. I think as they continue to work together, they're only going to get better. And I like the depth in the line and, feel good in general about the direction with their leadership.
You guys had Jadeveon Clowney in earlier this week. How was that visit? And is the door closed on that, or is that potentially something we could circle back to and get added to the roster?
Absolutely, it's open. We had a great visit with him. He wanted to come in and see what we're about. Obviously, he's a the true ultimate veteran. And I think he, that was a get to know you session. He wanted to get to know what our organization's about, Coach Schottenheimer and his staff and Coach Whitecotton and Flus. Wanted to see the facilities, you know, get a feel for us. And I think he came away very positive. And we came away, you know, from our get to know you, we came away very positive as well. I mean, I think, you know, after losing Mike, he can do a lot of things to help us. You know, we lost him. But as you mentioned, you know, in terms of running the ball, I thought we did a great job running it. And then stopping the run was the big thing. And other than, you know, Kurt, who's obviously good at making yardage off scrambling, I thought we did a good job stopping it. And it all started with Kenny Clark in terms of what he's bringing to the table. But to add a piece like Jadavian, I think, is could really be helpful to us. And we'll see where that goes here over the next few days.
Hey, Steven, if I can kind of follow up back about, was that just him wanting to visit you guys, or was there something that you guys saw through training camp and then into week one that made you feel like that you needed to talk to an edge?
I just felt like, you know, after we, and we as an organization felt like, you know, anytime you lose a piece like Micah, you know, and don't replace it right away, we certainly added to the interior with Kenny, but we're obviously missing something there on the outside. We felt like that was a strength. You know, in spite of the fact we're losing Micah with the group we have there, but when you have the opportunity to bring a guy in like him, and we did a lot of film work on him, you know, leading up to this, and really felt like he can bring something that can be very helpful to us. I think he's very disruptive. He certainly has production as well. And, you know, it's not like we're going to ask him to go in there and play 60 plays. We want to get, you know, a number of pass rushes out of him every game, and a number of really good plays, and we think he can be disruptive on those and could make a difference if we could figure out how to get him signed and get him on this football team.
Steven, was it a difficult decision? And you were talking about Guyton just a little bit ago about how he played and stuff. Was it a difficult decision for you guys with Guyton not having a lot of preseason work and Nate Thomas having a pretty darn good camp? Was it pretty difficult to have to make that decision on who started left tackle against the Eagles?
Well, that's a great problem to have. And I 1,000% agree. Nate Thomas had one hell of a camp, and that's what you hope happens when you want a young guy, especially, step up like Nate did what he did. But at the same time, Guyton was having such a special camp and like what he does. But everybody between Steele and Guyton, they need to do their job every week because Nate Thomas is ready to play. He's prepared to play. And as I said, not only do I like her starting five, I love her depth. And, you know, between TJ and, you know, obviously Nate Thomas and Hoffman there at the center position. And then, you know, the other depth we have, Adeniji and that crew, I just like the whole group.
Steven, you opened the door for me. I'm going to walk through it. How about with Steele? Could we see Nate Thomas maybe working at some right tackle? That give you a power piece over on that right side.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we want to do with Nate. We want him to be our swing tackle and put pressure on the guys who are starting and, you know, to just continue to get better and play. Now, same time, I think Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele are up for a challenge.
Sure.
And they're not going to back down, and that's what we like about both of them. And that's why I like our offensive line group as a whole. And but I do think Thomas is going to put pressure on both guys as far as that goes. And certainly the idea is that he could swing at either tackle.
Steven, what does a guy like Jaden Blue need to do in order to earn his way onto the game day roster?
Well, he started with a great week of practice. That's where it starts. And you know, unfortunately, he missed a lot of camp. And when you're a rookie, that's difficult, you know, when you miss, you know, some serious time in camp, you know, is getting your hands around and getting the coaches confident you can execute. But I think he answered the bell this week. And I think he's got an opportunity to be somebody who can really be bring some juice to our offense and be somebody that can really help us. And I don't know if it's going to be this week, but if not this week, I'm sure he's going to be pushing. And the other thing he can bring is some juice to our special teams group as well. So we're fired up about that and what he can do for us.
How much did Kenny Clark change fundamentally who the Cowboys are on defense?
Well, I think he just makes – well, anytime you bring a Pro Bowl-type player, which he is, and an all-pro type player for that matter, and what he brings to the room, the locker room, but also the defensive line front in there with Solomon Thomas, you know, that was a big piece for us. Everybody says, well, could you have had another pick or two? What we were wanting was that interior piece, and that was a big part of that trade. And when we got, you know, to get him along with the two ones, which were a big part of the trade, that really kind of made our decision for us, and he's going to make a difference all year.
How about the freaking legs on those guys, that guy?
Oh, the guy's built for action. He's built for the interior line in the NFL, which we all know is not for the faint-hearted. That's where, as Jerry likes to say, that's where real football is. That stuff around the edges with the skill guys, it's a whole different sport than what those interior guys do inside.
Jerry was visiting with the media earlier and mentioned it certainly could lead to the team being more aggressive in free agency in the future after the Micah trade. And I know fans are looking like, oh my gosh, look at all the salary cap space we have to play with here, Steven. Do you envision that also being the case moving forward, or do you guys kind of have this stuff earmarked so far in the future where, hey, we got X, Y, and Z we also need to pay?
Well, it's already starting to happen with Bland, and I see it as a combination. I see it as a you know, obviously you get you feel great about getting Bland done. You know, it's obviously been out there that we're working on Tyler Smith. You see a Lepke, which Mike would have been a casualty if, you know, you're having to put as many resources as it takes to sign the top guys in the league. You know, it lets you look at it, improving your unit, a Jadeveon Clowney. And that's why I think when Jerry says, you know, you're talking about trading one guy who is elite, no one should ever underestimate the fact that we didn't understand that Mike is elite. I mean, he is. But when you start comparing one player to five, six players and what that is, you know, then that starts to make more sense in terms of what we're looking at. But obviously, if you had Micah, you wouldn't be looking at Clowney right now. Obviously, we get a great piece inside and, you know, in Clark. So, you know, it's starting to add up already what happens when, you know, why you're talking about multiple players versus one player.
Watching the game last night in Green Bay in week one, it seems like if the Packers did go on a Super Bowl run, the Cowboys might be the most mentioned team of that game as well.
Well, that's what comes with it, and we understand that. And, like I said, certainly Mike is a great football player, and we knew that when we made the deal, but that's part of the business we're in, and we understand that.
Is he firing guys up over there with how he's talking and dancing? And he's got a lot to say, doesn't he?
Well, we'll let Micah be Micah. We got to worry about the Dallas Cowboys, and it starts Sunday against the Giants.
I like it. Steven Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Is it a difficult negotiation potentially with Clowney because of his age and injury history and what he's been paid in the past?
Well, all those things are just a part of any negotiation. It's the full body of work's looked at when you decide to pay a player. And with that comes, you know, age, injury. With that comes how disruptive and productive a player is. Those are all things that get factored into where you ultimately come up with a number.
What would you say is probably the biggest misconception that we have from the outside looking in when it comes to these contract talks?
I think just the, you know, it's, I think the biggest is you can't just flip a switch and think the deal gets done. You know, and there are, you know, there's, and they're doing, in their mind, they have a, you know, a process they go through, and there's agents who want to be really slow to trigger and believe that, hey, if I don't get a deal this year, waiting another year, as long as my guy, you know, doesn't have something, you know, catastrophic type injury or something, they're right. Usually the number goes up, and they're just not, you know, they're certainly not intentional to get in there and get something done. And obviously the bigger the contracts, which we've been through lately between probably like no other team, between having two of the top nine quarterback players in the NFL and Dak, you know, those things have a lot of moving parts to it. And I'd say that's probably the biggest thing I, you know, hear or see out there, that people just think you can say, okay, we're going to get this contract done today. That's just not how it works anymore. And there's a lot of moving parts to it. And, you know, it's got, the timing's got to be right. And, you know, sometimes.
Black Friday, more like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sometimes that takes, time to get things done.
Steven, you know, we all sit there every week and watch Brandon Aubrey make field goals from the middle of the field, the logo, you know, all day. And I was just wondering, there's not a great history of kickers and negotiations and stuff. How do you, is there something you go off of? Do you have an idea? It seems like a really difficult position to have to pay because of the unknown.
Well, I think the biggest thing is these kickers keep getting better and better, the pool of them. I mean, they're very accurate. They're very good at what they do. More and more, you know, they have most of them have great leg strength. And but, you know, there's always differentiators. Certainly no doubt that our guy has performed as good as anyone in this business over the last two or three years. And, you know, you just there's certainly – precedent for those who perform at high levels, and then there's the next level down. And believe me, it you get into the, you know, the finite detail of this stuff, and it's you know, it's certain. Then you got to decide, is that worth it to pay a premium, you know, for analytically, you know, more yardage, percentage, all the things that would go into a kicker, and those are all things that we'll evaluate when it comes to our kicker.
All right, Steven, how nervous should we be about this Deron Bland injury? I feel like we're snake bitten here. We can't get him and Bland out there.
I really do think we're going to be fine. You hate it when any injury happens, but it was a freak injury in terms of, you know, how he did it. But we feel really good that it's going to be of the short end of the stick in terms of how much time we'll miss. Hopefully not more than a couple games.
Obviously, that's a next man up situation. What makes Reddy Stewart the guy over, say, Zion Childress?
I think it's just, you know, he's done it. He's been with Flus, and, you know, that's where they're comfortable right now. I love Zion Childress, too. I think he's a football player. I think he's a baller. And, you know, I think he'd do a good job as well. And but you're right. It's next man up, and there's a good chance Zion's going to be dressed out for this game and be a part of this. And but you know, we have a lot of confidence in Coach Flus and his staff to get the right guys out there and then get them in the right spot to win the football game.
All right, Steven, I got to, before we let you go, I got to give you some props, and I got to eat some crow because at camp I said I didn't think you guys would ever let go of a star player, and the agents were exploiting that, and you said I was about 90% wrong, and I believe you guys showed what you had a couple of weeks ago there.
Well, you know, you got to always be willing to do what's best for the organization, and you're always going to have people who don't who are going to have second thoughts on that. Not everybody's going to be 100% in agreement, but I'll also tell you that we spent a lot of time on this, and it evolved over time, and it was full body of work, and we felt like we did the best thing for our organization, and wish Micah nothing but the best.
Cowboys Giants Sunday at noon. Give him hell, Steven. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There he goes. Salute to you. Steven Jones with you here in the G-Bag Nation every Friday at 3 o'clock here on The Fan. Brought to you by Ford, the official vehicle of your Dallas Cowboys. C-Notes coming up. We'll react to what we learned from Steven and get some Cowboys news of the evening coming up next year on The Fan. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call The Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. You want to believe in the Cowboys being one of the best teams, at least maybe in the NFC? I mean, not as good as Green Bay, obviously, but maybe potentially as good as everybody else. We'll talk about that here in Reasons to Believe in the C-Note. LA Live with Lucius Alexander live in Las Vegas coming up in 1 hour. How are we doing out there, buddy? Is everything still going along as planned?
Fantastic. You know, the people watching is amazing.
Yeah.
Devin Haney just walked in. We're trying to get him on. I'm trying my best. I'm looking and winking. I'm trying to do the Barry Switzer, you know, a wink at you. And
yeah.
I'm trying to get him over here, man. So it's pretty cool, dog.
What's what are you thinking for the fight here, Lucius? Like, has your mind changed at all? What's the, like, are people leaning Canelo, Crawford? I was thinking Canelo by decision, but I got to say, I'm not going to bet against Bud in this one, dude.
Hey, you know, you're not wrong betting against Bud. He's never lost. I mean, not as a professional. But here's one thing I am thinking about, bro. This is a hometown crowd for Canelo. Every time they do some festivities, a whole lot of Canelo chanting. I mean, chanting and everything for this guy. So it's a hometown for him, so it may sound like Bud is not getting any love out here. Another thing is, are you guys there?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, okay.
We got you.
I can barely hear myself. Sorry, hold on. Let me turn this up.
What location are you at?
Hold on.
Where are you in this beautiful ballroom?
Right. I'm sitting right next to Ocho Cinco and him, man.
Nice.
Right next to him. Okay. So, yeah, I think I can't make a decision on who I think will win this situation because everybody keeps saying it's a 50-50 fight. Even though one man is coming up two divisions, damn near three, to make this happen, I can't see it. I have to see, like, when they get on the scale and do the weigh-in. They did the weigh-ins earlier today, and they both came in the same poundage and whatnot. I got to see it later today. They're going to do another weigh-in, a ceremonial weigh-in. And that's when you see the guys, like, later. Like, they put on that water weight now. Like, they get to really feel out so you get to see who it is. So I can't call it, I hate to say that, until I see that moment.
Fair.
The
odds are fairly even, aren't they?
They really are. I can see it going a whole lot of ways. The scariest way is maybe a stoppage in a situation with Canelo's power stopping Crawford. And I don't mean Crawford, you know, being knocked out. I'm talking about just going down on his sword, like where Bomack has to say, hey, man, come on. I'm going to throw in the towel. You don't got it anymore. Or it can go to the point where they're fighting all the way to the end and Crawford's got to do it convincingly or they will give the call to Canelo. If Crawford doesn't overwhelm Canelo and they have to go to a decision, I believe they're going to give that decision to Canelo.
Okay.
You go into his weight class. He's the face of boxing. He's going to get that love.
All right. More coming up in L.A. Live again, an earlier afternoon edition at 4:20. Usually you get L.A. Live at 5:40, but today we'll be in Rangers pregame. Nick Harris is going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock from the Star-Telegram talking Cowboys. We'll ask him more about this, but he posted a quote from Clayton Adams on the big run that Miles Sanders had, 49 yards. Still can't believe he got fetched. I don't know who it was, but I somebody put up a video on Twitter saying, I can't believe he's not pulling away faster from Tyler Booker.
Well, it's Braun got him.
Yeah.
Got him. Yeah. And Braun came
through. Yeah, but, you know,
but it was Tyler Booker jogging up the field, yeah. And like Miles Sanders wasn't gaining on him.
Yeah.
How is this happening? He's only 27, 28 years old.
Not a great look.
But the quote from Adams, he says, we got what we call our premier look that you're hunting when you install a play. They stem to it late.
Yeah.
We got the look we were looking for, the leverage we were looking for. And with Steele, we had him doing something unique that you wouldn't typically see against that look. And he executed it on Steele flying down on that block on Blankenship. He says that's what he was supposed to do. That was specialized within that play, and he did a good job of executing it. I don't think I've ever heard an offensive line coach or running game coordinator and an OC talk about it on this level of detail. Maybe Bill Callahan would go there, you know, back in the day, but he just didn't talk much to the media.
No.
That was outstanding, and I think I'm more optimistic about this Cowboys running game than I've been since Zeke's prime.
Yeah, need to really load up on it this weekend. You know, if you had a choice of the things you could say, protect Dak or run the ball really well, I'll throw it out there to you guys. Which would you rather have? Really good protection or them run the ball with success?
Oh, if you run the ball with big success, then you're going to find ways to protect. If you run the ball super well, the play action stuff's going to work. I think that would be what you want to see.
Yeah,
and if you can't run against these guys, then you start to wonder, like, okay, was it the Jalen Carter absence for the Eagles sure. the previous week that, sure. that allowed for you? Because the Commanders, who couldn't run against the Packers, were able to run all over the Giants last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is going to work well for the Cowboys' formula of I think they're going to have success throwing, and then they can just go ahead and get into a ground game. So, I mean, if I had to choose, I'd go with the ground game.
If you had to choose one or the other.
Run game. That was a question coming into the season. I want to continue to build on what we saw from a week ago with this offensive line and Javonte Williams, and hopefully this thing is the reason why we're optimistic moving forward. Because if they can have a running game that we're excited about week in and week out, we know running games travel, man.
Yeah, and I think you're at a place now where these teams are going to try and dare you to run the ball. And we're not going to let George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, after seeing the way that he was spinning it the other night, like, we're going to dare you to run the ball. If all of a sudden you show that you're running the ball successfully, now teams are concerned about that. Now you're talking about the deep ball working like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the way to beat Dak for a lot of his career, is dare them to run the ball. And the Cowboys just haven't been good enough to take them up on that offer. But I'm going to go with the pass protection, Brian, because I think if you can protect against this group of rushers, it just says such great things about where Steele and Guyton are.
Sure.
Like, if Guyton has a clean game with, you know, maybe no pressures or only one pressure or something like that, and if Terrence Steele can do that, then, and I do think, and this is uncomfortable to mention, but the one way this season would get tripped up is with a Dak injury.
Sure.
And I don't want him getting hit at all, preferably. Okay, Mishota has a piece up. Let me ask the question. Is Dak in that perfect window of time where experience meets still young enough? The headline is, why Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has been hooping since training camp. The money quote in here is Dak talking about, quote, it's the experience. You can't supplement that. There's not enough studying you can do that will give you the experience in what that does and teaches you. I think a lot of that's just playing off on top of being in this system, a guy who's known me for 3 or 4 years. So just understanding the way that we want to attack, being on the same page, and then having guys like CeeDee and George out there definitely helps.
For sure it does. And if it wasn't for the injuries, I would say, yes, this would be prime, because then you'd be able to see him scrambling a little bit more, using his athleticism that he once had, and that would be the cherry on top. But this is through 1 week. Pretty dang close. I mean, his ability to throw under pressure and be pressured and not get sacked. He didn't get sacked last week.
Yeah, and he talked about wanting to run more, and that's why he got so lean, and he still wants that element in his game. But I think the thing that I've noticed that's different from his early years is he's not trying to break tackles or make people miss anymore. He's just taking what's there and getting down or getting out. And, you know, I think there's limitations to that. Hopefully he'd be more aggressive if you get to the playoffs.
Kind of feel like that he's in a good spot. He's got a better play caller. He hadn't had a better play caller in the last 5 years, I don't think.
Yeah, amen. I mean, his whole career.
His entire career, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, if you really, his offensive line looks like it's got some promise to it. I was encouraged by Stephen Jones telling us that Nate Thomas, that they might consider doing something at right tackle if they had to. I know they're talking about as a swing guy, but
Wanted to ask you, what do you think about six offensive linemen with Nate? They were flirting with out in training camp.
That's something we'll see.
Yeah, you should definitely have some elements
power
of that.
Power run game, for sure.
You're going to see that for sure.
Shoddy on Deron Bland saying, you know, everybody's saying the same thing, maybe a couple of weeks, you know, leaning towards not IR, but he said the team will have safeties help out in playing the nickel position. How much do you think we'll see that? Is that a heavy nickel situation as compared to a Reddy Stewart? Anticipating pass nickel.
Well, what about our guy Childers? How do you feel like he is? Do you feel he's more corner or safety?
I think he's a nickel corner.
Yeah, I think that he showed that he's got that play style. Now, I mean, he was a safety at Kentucky.
That's what I'm saying, though. I wonder if we're getting a hint there that maybe he's thinking about maybe using Childers more in this game than maybe even Stewart.
I mean, the fact that he told us that he's going to dress, most likely, I like that.
I think Childers is more safety, nickel, kind of a, and this is like, I think it's going to sound maybe terrible, but a poor man's Brian Branch kind of guy that maybe can play in the slot, but can play back, but also play as a linebacker. I think you put him around the ball, he tends to kind of do some good things.
I really liked his toughness.
Yeah, I did
too.
His
physicality.
Yeah.
And it looked like he could cover pretty good. Is that kind of scheme dependent?
I think that, yeah. To me, I don't know how much you really, really, really want him handling stuff with neighbors. But maybe.
Like man.
Yeah, but maybe it's this deal where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, with Theo Johnson and stuff like that, the tight end they have, maybe that's how you kind of match him up that way.
All right, let's match up with Krusty's Corner coming up next.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the officials for this one, and I got some other things for you we'll get into. We'll do that next.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
All right, Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king himself, Krusty.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Eric, you and Bobby come up with that?
Just a little something that we wanted to cook up, pay our respects. I mean, if any segment deserves an intro, it's going to be Krusty's Corner. And really kudos to Bobby.
Yeah. That was like that announcement.
It's good.
It was senior night.
I know. How
out of Dallas, Texas.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds. Only Bobby could dig up something like that.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
Yeah, that's actually cool.
Good work.
The senior night announcement of the long snapper.
Yeah.
That's a mission for Bobby.
Went rolling out there, you know. Everybody else knew they were going to play a lot in that game. I was just kind of rolling on out there, you know.
It's all right.
That was nice, though. Appreciate you guys doing that. Thank you.
Of course.
By the way, got some updates. Got an update.
Updates?
I got some updates. Let's see if my updates is what I was looking at for. I was looking for some giant updates. It sounds like to me the Giants are going to have a lot of guys coming up off the practice squad to maybe play in this game. They're talking about Robertson Harris playing in this game. Elijah Garcia, another elevation. Darius Alexander is going to be active. Elijah Chapman, more likely. Jordan Riley, yeah, they might be bringing up a lot of guys.
Only guy I know that you mentioned is Darius Alexander, our guy from Toledo.
Yeah.
That's a good player. He's probably going to replace Raheem Nunez-Roches, who is doubtful.
Nunez-Roches is not going to play, it sounds like, in this game. So they'll be down to defensive tackle there. So that's never feel bad for anybody, you know. It's the NFL. All right. The official for this one is going to be one Bill Vinovich.
Okay. Billy V.
Billy V. Does Bill let us play?
Bill let you play.
Let's go.
Bill let you play a little bit. Bill had you last year two times, though. He had you against the San Francisco 49ers, and he had you against the Carolina Panthers, is what he had you last year. He's officiated one game already, so I just want to kind of go through some things with him just because I found this unusual to start the year. And you tell me if this is just the league being the league or Bill Vinovich is out for some people here.
Okay.
His game, he worked the thriller between the Jets and the Steelers. He had that game. Crazy game. But what Bill Vinovich and his crew did in this game, he had three unnecessary roughness calls. Doesn't that seem high?
Yeah. Maybe setting the tone.
That's what I'm saying. Is the league...
Tone setter calls.
Is Bill Vinovich, the league, is telling Bill, like, hey, listen, you know, we need to... This taunting and unnecessary
the
roughness.
The taunting they definitely want to do. Is that another one? Unnecessary roughness?
I just feel like that is a high number.
And it can be kind of subjective.
For a game. That maybe, you know, three, and that was their lead. That was the lead penalty in that Jets Steelers game. That was the one that they called the most.
Yeah, they want to emphasize taunting and unsportsmanlike conduct this year. So that's interesting.
So
yeah.
This is a George Pickens, a Sam Williams discipline game?
Yeah, this could be yeah. We could maybe get a couple, maybe three out of this game with Bill Vinovich, but he had three in that game. That was two against the Holmes, the Jets, and one against the Steelers there. Here's another guy that's a clock watcher. It's going to be a delay of game penalty. Usually
with
get
an L. Yeah, it's clock with an L.
Yeah, it's good clarification there.
All right,
Chief to the punch.
Clock watcher.
Dawson's on his game, man.
Clock, yeah. Dawson's usually on this game.
It's a rarity.
But, yeah, we got. I'm not.
Only
yeah.
On days we talk to Steven.
Yeah. By the way, nice job of the Crow Burger.
Well, thank you.
That's really.
I'm a veteran of the Crow here on the sports.
No, that was good. Showed you had a human side to you there.
Thank you.
It's the last time you'll see
We've all been waiting for that moment for years.
Been working with this guy for 5 years and never thought I'd see a day, but here we are. No, that was good stuff. But delay of game. Yeah, you got to be careful now. Dallas will be okay, though. We got the home crowd working here. Should be fine with the delay of games. Illegal formation is another one here. Too many men. Okay, this is
too many men, ref. Too many men.
Too many men on the field. Too many defensive men on the field.
The band is out on the field. Well, they got one last week too, so we better be buttoned up, boys.
Buttoned up. And then false start, low block is another one that they called, and then illegal block above the waist. So it sounded like we got some special team stuff.
Well,
here.
that 12 men on the field was an Aaron Rodgers special where he saw the dude running up and just hit his center and said, "Give me the ball."
Yeah, he loves that.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare having to play against that guy right there. All right. I'm going to ask you guys a question. That's, again, that's Bill Vinovich for the game. He, and like I said, well, you're right. He usually lets you play.
We like him.
There's new unnecessary roughness penalties. I don't know what Bill's doing.
As long as they're calling it with late hits on Dak, I'm cool with it. But if it's Russell Wilson, come on. He didn't get the benefit
of that. It's Russell Warren. Get your S together, Wolchuk.
You're right.
Week two of the season. Is he going to let the left tackle grab Ezeraku's jersey and hold him from getting to the sideline?
It probably will that will probably happen because I don't see any holding calls here in this game.
All right.
That total went way over.
Sure did.
So there he's going to let you play. He's going to let you get your quarterback hit. That's another one he'll let you do. So, if you hit their quarterback, that's fine, you know. Just don't hit our quarterback. Right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Dak doesn't get sacked these days.
Nah, moving around. Speaking of Dak, can he play better than he played last time out?
Can he?
I mean, he certainly could have more production in terms of the actual stats themselves. But in terms of the way he played,
yeah.
I mean, if he could turn back the clock and just become a little bit more of a guy who can steal yardage with his legs, but I don't know how possible that actually is. In terms of who he is right now, mm-hmm. that was about as clean of a performance as you could find.
I think there were two throws for sure that he'd want back, and it was underthrowing the seam to Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
and then it was overthrowing the one by a yard or so. I think that, I mean, he was pretty damn good. If you go back and Bobby clipped it and put it out on social media.
Of course Bobby did.
Bobby's his guy.
And by the way, Bobby made some good points breaking down the Giants this morning. You should listen to his film breakdowns.
Bobby, blow the belt. Hey, mm-hmm. Bobby knows ball. He's a ball
Bobby
right there.
Knows ball, yeah.
But we a couple know throws. Right.
There's a couple throws, yeah, that if he hits, then, I mean, they're touchdowns. So, yes, yeah, so I think that there is still a level of improvement. But, gosh, if you could get that version of Dak Prescott, we can now extrapolate that towards 17 games. To me, there's no question this team's the champion of the division.
Dawson, if he plays like that, how many games do they win?
12.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he was really good.
Turnover-worthy plays.
He was great.
I think they credit him with one.
The Mitchell one, okay. the one that went to the that was out on
through
the
sideline.
Yeah, through Mitchell's hand.
And even that one, he's hit when he throws it, right?
Yeah. It was pressure from the backside, yeah.
To answer the question, I don't think he can play better, though. I think that was great. Yeah. It was outstanding. It was about as good as it gets. It was one of the top quarterback performances of the week. And asking him to be a little bit more precise, I don't think he's got that in his bag. Yeah, and I think by and large, you shouldn't really need him to be better than that. You play the way you played, you're going to win a buttload of football games.
Yeah, CD's the ones, you know,
obviously. He didn't have a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
We can get a touchdown pass on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he doesn't have a touchdown pass because he screwed stuff up. Like, no. The Ferguson one should have been a touchdown. The Pickens one probably had a chance to be a touchdown had it not have been a PI.
Do we miss an opportunity not to ask Ferg about that? Did we just avoid that one yesterday?
I was wondering about that myself.
Yeah, I think we all probably thought at some point about maybe throwing it out there, but I was having so much fun.
I was having fun listening to his responses about how, how he was
being a bouncer.
Bouncer and all. I thought that was hilarious.
And it's also tough because we're like a week away from the game now, to where it's like that's so far in the rear view, you're focusing on the next game. Like,
the perfect way to phrase that? Like, after a game like that, like how do you mentally approach a frustrating thing like that? You lose sleep
yourself over.
This is what Dawson should have done. Dawson should have done one of his moves where he goes, you know what? Dak threw the ball down the middle. You ran a really good route, and the ball was on your hands. You got whacked, but you feel like you needed to catch that ball. And by the way, you're a really good player for
Great route.
Yeah, it was a great route. Really good route.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you think he looks at that like a drop?
I think he does.
I think he does.
I think he absolutely does. And I was thinking, how do you ask the question of that? How do you say, listen, as you watch the tape, we all did, from the end zone, I mean, this is a ball he catches, in my opinion, 9 out of 10 times.
Especially with what we know about him and the tough balls that he has caught when taking a shot over the middle.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that absolutely he feels like he should have caught that.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, let me ask you guys this question. What do you like about my, you like anything about my theory, my crazy theory about the Giants here?
No.
I said it earlier, I'll say it again, I'm getting it on record.
Nope.
Jackson Dart's playing the second half of this football game.
It's going to be such a first half bloodbath.
I like the theory.
I think it's going to be a thing where Dallas is doing some good things defensively, and maybe the Giants just aren't moving the ball at all. And it's might be a 17-3 game, one of those things. And all of a sudden, Brian Daboll in the second half, we get, who's doing the game? This is a Pam Oliver game. Pam Oliver comes on and says,
that might be Jackson, Greg Olson.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
Joe Davis.
Yeah. Okay. They've got the game. We're interviewing Joe Davis before the game.
Joe's awesome.
Yes, yeah. We are.
And so Pam Oliver gives it the, I've talked to Brian Daboll, and he and Jackson Dart's going to start the second half.
Yeah.
Is that a crazy theory?
No, it's probably something that they should have already made the move. They should have announced Jackson Dart's your starter going into the game. But, I think that that's something that you're going to end up being right about. I think we will see Jackson Dart in this football game because I think the Cowboys are going to be beating the crap out of the Giants so badly they're going to be like, well, we suck and we have to do something about this.
I got a 23-16 Cowboys. So I think a slightly closer game, but maybe Jackson Dart comes in.
See, that's what I'm saying right there. It's a 17-3 game, and it ends up being a lot closer. Moral victory for the Giants. Because Jackson Dart came in and kind of led him on a couple of touchdowns.
It's kind of like when Romo came in for Bledsoe.
I said that on the break today.
Yeah, I could see that.
Exactly. That's what I
said. Can Russell Wilson still do the ball handling and escape around the outside? That's what I'm most worried about.
He does those kinds of things, yeah.
Yeah, I think that the pass rush and Russell Wilson creating a run game out of nothing like he used to do in Seattle, I think the Giants have to be thinking that's our only path to victory. So we're going to load up to stop the run. We are going to hunt the quarterback, and ours is going to be, trying to run for maybe 40, 50 yards.
And here's another crazy prediction. I think Tolbert has a really, really good game. This is one of those times where we've kind of written him off, and then he's due to have one of those games. Tolbert big in this.
Stand by everything I've ever said about Jalen Tolbert, but I can absolutely see him. I know.
It's the one game he has, right? And then he'll be gone for until after the Green Bay game.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys see on tape, but I think the thing that he does better, like he doesn't run great routes, he finds the soft spot.
That's against the secondary that struggles to kind of.
Yeah, this secondary is not good.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Lucius in Las Vegas for Crawford and Canelo, LA Live in 25. Okay, live from LV, but Jared Sandler joining us next here. We'll get his preview of Rangers-Mets brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.